Pat Greenham is her name. She said, I wouldn't normally recommend you to do this role to start off with, but she said it's a small company. Mm-hmm. They work in small houses, regional houses, and they have young singers, and they're having difficulty finding somebody to sing this role. And she said, you've obviously got it within your capability to sing this role, so I put you forward for it. And it was to be music director of the production, and also of the company was Roger Norrington.
Mm.
And it was to be one of Jonathan Miller's early attempts in opera, and also one of his first attempts at Rigoletto. He did the famous Rigoletto a number of years later. Okay. So this was the beginning of it, as far as Jonathan was concerned. And but it wasn't all plain sailing, because I had I didn't have any patriot status. They just changed all of the rules as far as Australians going to the UK was concerned, and we were not welcome because Britain had gone into the European Common Market, as it was called then, and they changed immigration rules, which treated Australians like everybody else. And I wasn't a patriot, fifth generation Australian, so I had to sort of stand in line like everybody else. And when they applied for a working permit from the Department of Employment, I was refused, because I had no reputation, no standing as an opera singer. And in fact, it turned out to be my world debut as an opera singer.
Mm.
So they really had their work cut out to convince the Opera Committee of Actors Equity, who advised the Department of Employment that I was really the only person fit to do it. Mm. So finally they did, but it was always touch and go, and I've still got the work permit in my little file. The date of the work permit was the start of rehearsals, and the end of that was the end of the last performance, the date of that. So that was it. And we thought, oh, well, good experience, we can take this with us when we go home and say, well, this is what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't to be like that, because as quite often turns out, I had the best reviews of my career for that performance. And then I was offered other work to follow on with it. And I can't remember who it was. One of the notices said that the artistic directors of opera houses in the country ought to be beating a track to my door to offer me work.